This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken underscored Israel's right to defend itself as he visited Jerusalem today as part of an effort to build on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect late last week. His presence at the behest of President Joe Biden, he says, is for four reasons.
First, to demonstrate the commitment of the United States to Israel's security, to start to work toward greater stability and reduce tensions in the West Bank and Jerusalem, to support urgent humanitarian and reconstruction assistance for Gaza to benefit the Palestinian people, and to continue to rebuild our relationship with the Palestinian people and the Palestinian Authority.
Secretary Blinken spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who thanked the United States for its show of support while warning the militants to maintain the ceasefire.
We too will give meaning to our commitment to our self-defense. If Hamas breaks the calm and attacks Israel, our response will be very powerful.
Secretary Blinken said the United States will be rallying international support for reconstruction assistance in Gaza with measures to ensure Hamas militants do not benefit. The European Union is urging member nations to close their airspace and airports to all Belarusian airlines after Belarus forced a commercial jetliner to make an emergency landing Sunday in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. A number of airlines, including Air France, Lufthansa, and Singapore Airlines, have said they would not fly through Belarusian airspace. The EU is also calling for an investigation into the incident and is planning to sanction Belarusian officials responsible for the aircraft's diversion. This is VOA News. The White House and Kremlin are working to arrange a face-to-face meeting next month between Presidents Biden and Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
This official familiar with the planning says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's meeting with his Russian counterpart in Geneva, which another official says is expected to be where the two presidents will meet. Both sides are looking at a summit in mid-June at the end of President Biden's first foreign trip to Europe. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says she's not ready to announce anything just yet.
We're still working on the details.
At the last leaders' summit in July 2018, President Trump refused to side with U.S. intelligence agencies when Putin denied Russian interference in the 2016 election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A delegation from the Regional Economic Community of West African States is headed to Mali today, a day after the West African nation's military detained the president and prime minister. A joint statement by the regional bloc, the United Nations, African Union, and other international bodies called for the release of President Bob Ndaw and Prime Minister Mokhtar Aoune, who were detained in the capital of Bamako and taken to the military's headquarters in nearby Kati. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating low-lying areas of two Indian states to escape a strong cyclone barreling toward the eastern coast. Cyclone Yas is expected to make landfall Wednesday in West Bengal and Odisha states. It comes amid a coronavirus surge complicating India's efforts to deal with both. The chief minister in Odisha appealed to people moving to cyclone shelters to wear double masks and maintain social distancing. Thousands of emergency personnel have been deployed in coastal regions. You may call it ironic, and it's certainly an uplifting turn of events resulting from last week's violence in Israel and Gaza. A Jewish man killed during violent clashes in Lod has given new life to an Arab woman long in need of a kidney transplant. 56-year-old Yigal Yehoshua died last Monday after being pelted with rocks amid violence between Arabs and Jews in the mixed Israeli city. But after days and nights of war and ugliness, there was a rare moment of hope when 58-year-old Rhonda Awais, a mother of six, received one of Yeso Hawa's kidneys after a 10-year wait. She said, "I thank them. Thank you as much as I can. They saved me. They don't have any problem, Arab or Jew. From what I heard of him, people say he was a good man. Yigal was good, didn't do any harm." Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.